Okay.
Okay, I'm Carrie Holloway, the Child Nutrition Director, and we are here at our SHAC meeting, and the SHAC committee is a group of parents, district employees, community, and students. And what it is to make sure our students are getting the nutrition part of it, the health part, and the fitness that they need while they're here with us at school. So I'm going to go over the child nutrition part, and then I'll hand it over to Debbie, and she'll talk about the health part. She's our school nurse. And then she'll hand it off to Zach Eddington, and he is our PE teacher, and he'll talk about the fitness end of it. And then Chaney, we have Chaney and Catherine, they also will speak. So we have the child nutrition department has been super busy the last few months. We've got a lot going on. In the spring, we applied for a grant, and we were one of 18 districts in Texas that were awarded this grant for $70,000. So we're super excited about that, and we're going to be using that grant to purchase equipment to help to where we can cook more scratch cooking, and the quality of the food for the kids will be better, and it'll be easier for us to meet their guidelines that we have to, of course, meet. And then October the 24th, we had our administrative review that we have to have every 3 years, which is our audit. Excuse me. And the child nutrition department had no findings. And that was the first time ever that Coleman ISD has had no findings. So we were pretty excited about that. And what they go over is to make sure, of course, we have to go by the state guidelines that we're feeding the children so many vegetables, so many fruits, so many grain, that we're doing all that that we're supposed to be doing. November the 15th, we will be having our annual Thanksgiving meal. And students are allowed to bring guests, as many as they want. Last year, we served 854. This year, we're planning on feeding 1,000. So we're really excited about that. And the last thing is our summer feeding. We do summer feeding every year because of the ACE program. And pretty much the only kids that we feed during the summer are the kids that come to ACE. Well, Coleman ISD is no longer have ACE. Last year, we had 3 students that came and ate that weren't with the ACE program, and they came for 2 days. So we are trying to get what it's called a summer feeding waiver, since we do not have ACE and we do not have transportation, because there's no buses to bus these kids. We don't have any public transportation here in town. And for kids to walk, they would have to cross highways, railroad tracks, and it's just not suitable. And Santiana, if we have a district within 30-mile radius that does summer feeding, then we can apply for the waiver. And Santiana, they do have an after-school program, so they are continuing to do their summer feeding. So for that to happen, the school board meeting they're having this month, I will present it to get the waiver. If the school board approves it, then they write a letter to our SHAC committee. It has to come through y'all. So once all that happens, we don't have to meet again. I will just notify you, hey, the school board did approve it. Did the SHAC committee approve it? If everybody approves it, then Joy or I, probably more Joy because it is my department, will let Joy sign off on it. And then after that happens, then I send in the application to see if we qualify. So, but that's pretty much all we've got going on. And I'll turn it over to Debbie Rosales, our school nurse.
Hi, I'm Debbie Rosales. I'm the school nurse. We've had a few things as far as in the nursing department. I know back in August, we did a stop the bleed training. I don't remember what day it was. I don't have it written down. But we arranged for the hospital to come and do that presentation so that it would train all three campuses. We also, thanks to Carrie Holloway, our diagnostic, what is your title?
Child Nutrition Director.
We were able to get EpiPens for each campus and do the training on August the 8th. So we have two EpiPens on each campus, one for children and one for adults. And in October, we did, I was able to get the hospital to come again to administer flu shots to our staff and their family members. I also arranged for the Masons to come and do a tooth presentation on, their program is called Fantastic Teeth. And they came on October 17th, and they went over, with just the first grade that day on how to take care of their teeth. So they were able to talk to all the first graders and give them little tooth kits to take home with toothbrushes and flosses and all that. Our counselor arranged for another tooth program, Smile Makers, and they came yesterday and they talked to every grade level in elementary and went over a tooth presentation with all of them. And they also went home with toothbrushes and things that to take care of their teeth. And I think that's all I have for right now.
Hey, Zach, would you like to speak about the fitness department?
Yes, we do usually about three times a month or 6 weeks. I'll do a short health lesson with them as far as just on healthy eating habits. And we kind of reiterate the importance of being physically fit. Heart health, we talk about that a lot with the young ones about how they can feel their heart beating faster and why it's beating faster. Other than that, in the spring we team up with Cheney's group and we'll do a walk across Texas. She also comes and presents to the kids about healthy eating habits and the importance of exercise. We'll do that like a 6 week program.
8 weeks.
And of course, you will chart, how far each grade level goes. On the map, from where is it? Orange
to El Paso.
El Paso, and kind of we'll put it up there on the big screen where they can see how far they physically walked as a group, how many miles. And other than that, that's about it.
Hey, Cheney.
Okay, my name's Cheney. I'm with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, and Zach was saying, we've done Walk Across Texas. We did that last spring, hoping to do it again sometime this spring. But to add on to that, I kind of looked at it last year. It's a program called Healthy Recognized Campus. And I wasn't exactly sure what it was. I've done some more research, sat through a training and stuff, and I thought it was probably doable for specifically Coleman Elementary to do, and every campus could. But I already do programs in Coleman Elementary, and so for the Healthy Recognized Campus, the requirements are that you do a Walk Across Texas, which already done, and we will do in the spring. A youth program, like a series of something, which I just did early childhood Learn, Grow, Eat, Go with pre-K. It wouldn't count towards next year's Healthy Recognized Campus, but implementing another series program about healthy eating, physical fitness, making smart choices, eliminating screen time, those kinds of things. And there's lots of options for that and which grade levels to do that in. And then one adult program is what it requires. So it's the requirements are is Walk Across Texas, youth program, and adult program. The adult program would be like the addition to it because technically I'm already doing the other two, the Walk Across Texas and the youth. So I'd have to add in an adult program. which would probably be the trickiest one to do, but including that. So if school districts school campuses are on board with doing it, they just have to apply through me. I turn it in. We do it. We have to apply before the end of the year. And then we do it from January to May. And then you receive a banner saying that you are recognized as a healthy, recognized campus. And, it's like a big thing and to hang it up. And so, and involving those families to also, like the parents to also at home with those programs to also iterate the things that they're learning at school about being healthy. So that was just something that I thought would be doable if we have campus incorporating some of those things. I know that in the nutrition department, they're really working on doing things for them. So that's just something that I was going to bring to the table to see, talk to administrators or whoever to see if that was something they were interested in. But with the Walk Across Texas, I would like to continue doing like what I did last year with the I did a lesson over physical activity, healthy eating, and talked about my plate and the hydration. And they got like reinforcement items at everything. I brought like a plate and a little cup that enforces like their my plate, a water bottle that enforces the hydration and drinking water, and some little blocks that they could roll and something for them to do at home that does the number and then the activity. But I had been talking to, I kind of just threw it out there. I don't know how I got on top of it with Amy Reynolds, and she wanted to incorporate like maybe the doctors coming in like to PE and playing dodgeball against them and saying like apple a day keeps the doctor away, and you know, the dodgeballs are the apple and kind of thing, maybe enforcing some community members to do some of those things during the 8 weeks to make it, you know, like once a week come in and they could hit on something that would be. So that was just something that she threw out there, and she's like, we can sit and talk about it more, but that was one that she had been wanting to incorporate. So maybe getting some community members, like them seeing the doctor's faces and stuff like that during that week.
Sounds good. Did you want to speak about pre-K?
Oh yeah, so I hit on it. We were doing the early childhood Learn, Grow, Eat, Go, and we have been growing carrots, radishes, and spinach in the greenhouse, and enforcing like where our food comes from and the importance of the parts of the plant. And it's been really fun. They've enjoyed it. Lori Smith has taken on the heat of it and like taught it. I've come in a couple times and hit on it, but she told me today it's the last day and that they are seeing their carrots, like they're growing the radishes. So I'm really fun program for them in pre-K. So yeah.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, my name is Catherine Brasino. I'm with Maximus for Texas Health Stubs, Texas STAR programs. We assist the families who receive Medicaid. So once a family's been approved for Medicaid, either whether it's adults or children, it's all ages, we help them choose a health plan, find providers, schedule appointments. We also help encourage like the primary medical home, the dental home, so that way they're not going from clinic to clinic or using the emergency room for acute services. We explain, you know, how to utilize the benefits of Medicaid, whether it's preventative care or care when they're sick or injured, making sure they're getting their immunizations. And we do education within the community as well as one-on-one with the family. So we call them, we do home visits whenever they get approved. And then in the community, we'll come out and give presentations to families, telling them what to expect when they have Medicaid, how to use their Medicaid benefits. So that way they're properly used, and it helps avoid extra cost. And it also helps the kiddos get the medications that they need. And right now, it's been a really tough time on the state because during COVID, anyone that was deemed eligible for Medicaid as of that had Medicaid as of March 2020, they just automatically kept renewing it. So we had pregnant women from 2020 that were still getting pregnancy Medicaid this May, but they're not pregnant anymore, of course. Or kids that were 18 back then, they were still getting it now. So We had a lot of people that were on Medicaid that no longer were eligible for Medicaid. And then also families that have Medicaid that are eligible for Medicaid, but during the COVID, it was just automatically renewed. So they didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to submit any applications, income verification, address. They didn't have to do anything. Now we have families that are trying to take their kids in because they're getting sick now. It's that time of the year, and they're going to the doctor's office, and now they're finding out they don't have Medicaid because they haven't been following up with anything on their case or the paperwork they've been getting. So we're going out encouraging families to make sure their addresses are updated, their phone numbers are updated, they're submitting their renewal applications. Because of the families that lost coverage and are reapplying for coverage, there's an influx in applications. And on a regular basis, it takes about 15 to 45 days for the state to approve or deny a Medicaid application. Right now, it's taking about 55 to 90 days. So we have kiddos who don't have coverage because their renewals weren't sent in, or possibly even their renewal was sent in, but it hasn't had time to get worked because of the influx in applications. So they don't have benefits right now. They're pending a review. So you may have families come in that the kid's sick, kid needs medicine, needs to go to the doctor, but their Medicaid's not active and they don't know where to go. And we can help them find resources to get assistance until their Medicaid is approved again as well. We're also available if you want to do like a parent engagement and set up a health fair or a resource fair. We can help organize it so that way you're not having to reach out to all the agencies. We can bring in the agencies and help get that going. If you can utilize or provide the space, we can do the legwork for you. Awesome. Yeah, we'd love to be a part of that. And anytime I say we, I know it's just me. I do have a lot of personalities. But I'm talking about like the Medicaid health plans, because there's three plans for our area. There's American First Care Superior. We all work really well together. We don't work for the same agency, of course, but anytime I go present, they want to provide their information as well, because they're choosing a plan. The families have to choose a plan. It's like having private insurance, but there's no charge to them because it is Medicaid. But there are different things that each plan offers. So if the plans can come along and tell about their value-added services, they like to be involved as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anybody have any comments or questions? Okay. Our next meeting will be in the spring of 2024. The date has not been determined yet, so I will notify everybody and let everybody know when that will be. Does anybody have any suggestions for our next meeting?
Bobby has to bake some cookies.
Yeah, you have to. You have to supply the cookies and the drinks. Don't forget the drinks. Okay, another thing is we need more students and parents involved. So if you know any students or parents that would like to join our SHAC committee, please let them get a hold of me or Joy, and we will get them added for the next meeting. So if nobody else has anything, I guess we're good. Thank y'all.